my name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who wakes up every morning and goes, "Why the fuck am I still alive?" Mr. Richard Avery.
That is so true. I actually wake up every day saying to myself, like, "Oh my God, here I go again, another day."
Another day?
Another day in paradise.
Yeah? Are you loving life?
I am actually loving life. Lots of new things exciting in the Julieland universe, so I'm excited.
I've never heard of that company.
I know, huh?
They make me say this every episode, and I have no idea who they are.
Well, you know, we sponsor your show just as much as Chipotle does. Chipotle. And you know what? We pay you just as much as Chipotle does.
You know, exactly. And Chipotle, proud sponsor of More with Mo. So,
what are we doing today, Mo?
Richard, I've listed off names before. This has become almost like an easy show for us to do because it's just so much fun. But today we're going to do one of our non-award winning but very entertaining "What the Fuck" episodes.
Yes.
So let's say we did it with Asa, fun. Yeah. We've done it with Asa, fun. I can't remember who else we did. We do it so many times.
We did it with Sasha Hart. We did it with Sarah Love.
Sarah Love. Oh, that was a lot of fun. We recently did it with Alex Chance.
We did it with Alex Chance.
And Kira Nicole.
And you know I love Sarah Love.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Sarah Love.
And who else? I think we've done it more than a few.
We've done.
I'm trying to look at the list here, but we've done a lot.
What the fuck are we doing? Let's stop talking. Yeah. Today, for today's What the Fuck episode, and we'll see how this one goes. I don't know what's going to be going on here. Kalina Ryu.
Ooh, he said it right.
Is coming into the studio, and here she is. So, Kalina, we're going to start this off. We're going to throw you right under the bus. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck is it with porn stars? That's all I have to say.
Really? That's where you open it with? That's a very non-moral.
I want to say, like, let's go like, what the fuck is it with Chipotle that you order, by the time you start ordering the food, and by the time you get the food, it's cold.
It's already half digested is what it is.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you ever notice that? Like, when you get the food, you order it, you're like, they're making it, they take their time, you pay for it, you sit down, and the food's like cold.
Okay, so Kalina, do you eat at Chipotle?
I have before.
You have
before?
It's
not my favorite place in the world, but
what's
yeah.
your favorite?
Oh, like they're the a sponsor. We have to say that you love them.
I love Chipotle.
Okay, so if you don't love Chipotle, what faux Mexican place do you love?
Oh, Tijuana Flats then.
Where's that
Tijuana
at?
Tijuana Flats.
I never heard of that.
I think I've eaten at that place before.
Is it here in LA?
It's a chain, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is it in LA?
I don't know if they have them here. They have them
in Orlando. Yeah, no, I ate it in Orlando. It was actually, and they have a lot of hot sauces, right?
Yeah, I love it on fire.
I ate the ghost pepper sauce, whatever, and it was funny because there was a couple of us that decided to give it a try. I literally put a drip, like a pinhead size amount, on a chip. It's like and it makes your mouth go numb.
Wow. Asshole's on fire.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is with people that want to do this? But it is slightly addictive. Do you like the hot stuff? I'm addicted
to spice, like habaneros on everything, serranos.
You like spicy?
I'm Korean. I love. Yeah.
You know, I love
Do you like
that.
Korean food?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite?
So good.
What's your favorite Korean food?
Kimchi jjigae.
And do you go here in LA to any Korean restaurants?
I haven't been to Koreatown as often as I want to, and so that's
Is there any restaurant there in Koreatown that you would recommend if I wanted Korean food?
No, I need recommendations.
Oh, okay.
There's a McDonald's.
Let's go out.
Honestly, I've only been to like about two, maybe three Korean restaurants in LA, and I've lived here forever, and so.
Oh, we should go explore together.
Yeah, and can I tell you, like, honestly, I have liked the food. I grew up on Japanese food and Chinese food, and I've had a little bit of Vietnamese here and there, but I wouldn't say I've probably had the least amount. I have tons of Thai food, whatever, but Korean.
A lot of fermented stuff. It's strong.
I just remember the last time I went, the food was like. It was like, I actually really enjoyed it. Like, and it, you know, the whole cooking thing.
And there's a different style. Yeah. There's like the barbecue where you sit and you cook it in front of you, the ribs, and there's seafood, and there's like all these like crazy stews. And
yeah.
Now, have you ever done, I don't know how you pronounce it, is it Kogi or the Koji truck? It's the food truck. It was one of the original food trucks that was around LA. It used to be like an hour to 2 hour line.
I've seen them on like some show on TV and I've looked for them, but I've never been able to find them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kogi means meat in Korean, but koji, I think it might be Korean. I don't know what their play on words is. Maybe it's
well, they put kimchi on basically anything.
So yeah, like my dad used to do that on hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, interesting.
Here's my thought, though, is Alex and I went to Orlando recently. Speaking of Orlando, what the fuck is with LAX trying to be cool? They had a Kogi / Koji truck in the thing. No, it's a mock truck. It's not even like a real truck. And they put it in there. It's in there, but it's a fake truck. And they're trying to be like street food.
But there's actual food.
The motif, the decoration is a food truck.
It's like a franchise.
Like you can get to the
No, it's all good. It's like, don't worry about it.
What the fuck is with girls like dodging that mic?
I think she's scared of the mic.
She doesn't like the mouth close to it. She loves snapping close to it.
I don't think she likes big black things in front of her mouth.
I don't want to yell into
Don't worry about it. You can yell. You can scream. That's...
Why don't you like black people?
I know.
What are you
What the fuck? What the fuck is that?
Out of context. Because I've been labeled as a racist because I don't do IR yet. Yeah. Or like, I haven't fucked an Asian guy
yet.
That's
called being a businesswoman. And there are no Asian guys in
Florida. I'm fucking racist and I was like,
my question is, then what the fuck with like, you don't do old people either. Like, we're old people.
Okay, how old's the oldest guy you've been with? In life, in whatever.
Personal.
Over 50?
I'd say the talent-wise?
No. Talent and personal.
Johnny Darko, but he's my hero.
Yeah. How old is Johnny Darko?
I don't know. No. I'm just saying that as a compliment. Yeah.
Like, no. I mean, so you've never worked with like a senior special type guy? Like 65 and older?
Stop.
They bought you dinner with Social Security checks.
Hey, don't make fun of that. That's me soon, okay?
So Dick, do you have Social Security yet?
I'm working on it.
Stop it.
I'm working on it.
What the fuck is with
You're going to love me, though, in a few years when I'm getting us Denny's meals real cheap.
No, I love that. But what the fuck is with old people like you going to take all the Social Security and I'm just paying into it? Exactly. I get nothing.
You know, if you want, you can give me money directly right now.
I may as well. I gave a homeless person a bottle of water today, but he was sleeping. I don't even know if it's sleeping, but he was passed out, and it looked like definitely an alcohol-induced thing. But I felt good about myself. I was like, I'm not going to leave like money on the ground. But he had like this Coke bottle that was sitting there like half drank, and I was like, I'm good. I was a little like rabid dog syndrome. I didn't want to freak somebody out who's asleep on the road. But I went over and set a bottle of water, and I felt okay about myself.
I have a question.
What the fuck is with people in a room of three raising their hands? Yes, Mr. Avery in the back.
I have a question for her. Do you like drugs?
Wow.
For a second. Because I like drugs. You know how much I like drugs. I love drugs. I think there's not enough good
Claritin?
Drugs.
Do you love Claritin? Does it help with your allergies? Advil? I pop those things like Tic Tacs.
Hey, I'm talking about serious shit. I'm talking about ecstasy, cocaine, heroin.
I'm from Miami and I'm an artist.
Hola.
Oh, so mushrooms. So
but I'm also not going to like try to alienate my fan base.
It's okay.
I'm not going to incriminate myself on your show.
I do that. I alienate my fan base every day. Okay. I do websites dedicated to cocaine. Okay. Just so you know.
Good. I have a very average fan base and they, you know.
Yeah, but my fan
base... They keep up with my average show.
I just had somebody recently tweet something, and I laughed because he deleted the tweet after. I won't name names who said this, but he said something. He tweeted, like, he saw a picture, a shot of Remy, and he said something like, I don't know, I can't do this word for word, but he said something like, nice photo, but I don't understand what Dick Avery has and does with these women. And like, he didn't understand, like, my whole... He didn't get the fact that I don't take shit seriously, basically. He thinks I take everything seriously. But he said he had a problem with what I do. And I was just like, I wanted to write him back saying it's because I do a lot of drugs and that's what it's all about. And, you know, like,
I was at a board meeting, an FSC board meeting, and I got a little distracted. These are long meetings and it's great. And I don't usually I keep up. And I'm sitting there around this table of, you know, 10 other like heavy industry professionals. And I lost track of what the conversation had happened. And I chimed in with something that everybody had talked about literally 45 seconds earlier. And I was like, recover. You know, I'm sorry. I've been drinking this morning. So, and I was like, I got some laughs. So I felt better about my, but I was like, shit, but I'm just going to be quiet down here now.
I'm going to be the good. Reiterate. That was a joke.
No, I left with it. I continued.
I'm all for it, man. I'm all for drugs and alcohol. You know that.
No, I think alcohol helps more make meetings better. Go better.
You realize about 5 years worth of Julie Land material, it was shot. None of it was shot sober.
I don't even remember.
So with all the drugs.
I can tell you about some shoots I did with London Keys back in the day. London and I had a really good time.
Wait. So are all these people on drunk and on drugs? What I mean, really, what's the fuck?
What the fuck? Now everyone's gonna think I'm a crackhead. No, we'll make a, you're not, I am. We'll be clear.
What the fuck is you know, these companies that are going through and naming themselves with Angel in the title? So well, I have Evil Angel, how about your Asian fuck doll?
You know, you do know I'm rebranding Julie Land as Julie Angel.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but I'm putting together a domain of average angels.
But I'm doing it where I'm average and I'm adding the S to the end.
So I'm a little bit different because, you know, I love Joanna. I love everybody that has the angel, but it's like, seriously, everybody's angels. And I want demons.
I think we should be different. Yeah, right? Like, it'd be like demon or devil. Exactly. Or like,
oh, well, there's devil's films, I guess.
Yeah. But we could be like average devil.
Average devil. Average Satan.
Arch devil. Arch demon or something. Evil demon or evil angel. No, I don't know.
Now we're just literally like babbling.
Happy fucker.
Happyfucker.com?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I own? You'll like these. I own shutupandfuck.com.
Okay.
I own kissandfuck.com. Mm-hmm. What else do I own? So a couple few. Oh, I have kissmycunt.com, I think.
Nice. I have objectifymybutthole.com.
Do you have a website?
I don't, not yet.
Why not? Yet?
Talk to your agents about that. What are these agents?
I secured my domain name, but I haven't started.
Yeah. No, when you said secure it, did somebody else own it and you bought it?
Yeah, my previous agent had one, but then I found a different one.
Yeah, oh, not surprised about the previous agent.
Wait, did it start
with...
Hold on, does yours start with club?
No.
Okay. Here's what he does. Here's what that he does, that previous agent of yours. You walk into the office. He says, "Hi, what's your name?" You say, "I'm Betty Smith." And he goes, "Oh, nice name. We're nice to meet you. Okay, we'll sign you." And by the time you walk to your car, he's bought it already.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, what the fuck's with girls that allow that kind of stuff to happen? Because I watched a girl I was on set with. She had a name and she had a decent name. Right. And I asked her, I was like, "Oh, do you own your domain name?" I shit you not, it went to, "What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you, it's $12.99.
Yeah, what the fuck, there should be a handbook for like the new girls.
Can I tell you?
Well, no, I asked and
there is one.
Oh my God, no.
Okay.
So can I say?
Oh my God, here comes the plug.
I got a plug. I got a plug. Pornstarlifecoach.com.
Okay.
I started it. Go read it. Go to the website and you'll learn a lot. And we have an article just about that right there.
Okay, I went so far.
I'll read it this afternoon. Seriously.
Yeah.
I went so far with this girl where I said, literally, I can buy this domain right now.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Well, why would you?" I said, "Because if you stay in porn and you want to have a website down the road, I'll sell it to you for $500 in a year from now. 3 years from now, I'll sell it for you to $2,500. Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, and she still didn't buy it. I was like, okay.
Here's the thing.
Sorry.
And I told you what I did to Remy right in front of Remy. Remy says to me, I said, her name was taken, Remy LaCroix. Mm-hmm. She goes, it's taken. Somebody stole it. Yeah, I know exactly. Somebody stole it. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And she goes, but I want to be RemyMeow.com. And I goes right in front of her, like, just like you. Looked up. Oh, it's available. She's like, really? I go, like a couple more clicks. Oh, not anymore. She says, what happened? I go, I just bought it. And she's like, oh, I can't believe you bought it in front of me. Oh, it's mine. I'm like, not anymore.
According to GoDaddy.
I said, good luck with that. and she's like, that's so not fair. I can't believe you did that. And then I did it.
No, it's not a joke.
And then I did it. I also did it with Jada as well. I was like, Jada.
Luckily, I own the averagemo.com. I came into this world with that.
You came into this world average.
I think you own more with mo.com, though. I think you own one. Yeah,
I did buy that one.
But I mean, it's almost smart.
I don't hold on to the URLs. If anybody wants them, I give them away.
Now, how many domain names do you have?
I think I'm up to like 90 something.
90. Wow. And so that's you're at like a grand a year.
No, because I only pay $8.75.
Okay, so you're like $900 a year.
Somewhere around
$800. Yeah. I didn't do math. We have an Asian girl here. Exactly. They do math. How many domains do you own?
I have one.
Yeah.
Just
how many
one.
I have it. I have three.
Good for you.
Anything good? Anything exciting?
Anything you ever think of, though, in your name or business wise, if you think of like, hey, I want to do one that's. Buttcheese.com. Buy them. Just even.
I'm sorry. Did you say butt cheese?
Because I own that one too.
Butt cheese. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, that's the stuff you pick out of your butt when you like. You know, there's lint and stuff and sweat, and it's butt cheese. You never heard that? Didn't you go to summer camp? Guess not.
I really have no response.
Different generations.
Wow.
But cheese.
And you spend $9 a year on that. Exactly. What the fuck? You know, you could buy me coffee today.
I spend $9 a year on a lot of things that shouldn't be spending.
Oh, my God.
You buy your URL. You get it, you know, just to be safe. Because you never know. Like, I actually bought a year ago, I bought Nate Liquors because I wanted Nate to join us. And Nate was all like, I didn't buy my URL. I said, you know what? Well, let me go. And I went and I was talking to him on the phone and I said, I bought it. And I said, I got it and just to save it. And then I waited a whole year here to have him join us. And then he just didn't want to do it or just too busy. And I just let it go. You know, I just let it go. And so like back on the market.
Oh my God, you're like Frozen all of a sudden. Yeah. You're just letting it go. Did you like Frozen?
I don't know what that is.
The movie? Disney cartoon?
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
No?
Do you like movies?
I do. But I mean, I don't see a lot, so I guess I shouldn't say
What's your
that.
Favorite movie of all time?
Oh God, I don't have
What's the
one.
Greatest movie you've ever seen?
What's the last movie you saw?
What's the last movie I saw?
Star Wars? That's okay. Dude, that's all we do here.
The last movie I saw, Big Hero 6.
Oh. Okay.
It was an awesome movie. I really enjoyed it.
What did
that.
I just watch? I just watched something.
It must have been amazing.
Oh, I know. I just watched Point Break yesterday.
Again? You watch that like every morning. I hear
like
they're going to do a
times.
They're doing a reboot. Yeah. I heard they're doing a reboot.
Yeah, they are.
Do you like the reboots? Do you like original movies or do you like the reboots?
I think the originals are usually better.
So I'm gonna go back to now that but she now that you confessed, you want to go back to I want to go back to the I smoke too much weed.
I was like, I'm not gonna answer the movie question.
Yeah. So do you like weed?
I do.
Do you smoke every day?
I do.
Like, are you high right now?
Can you pee into this cup? We're gonna test it.
Like, are you? So what do you like smoking? Do you like
edibles?
Edibles. We no listen. I used to.
Do you smoke every day though?
Stoner. I used to all the time.
Every day. Wow.
Do you smoke? I was 16.
I doubt you smoke as much as Jada Stevens because Jada Stevens doesn't. I don't think there's a time when she's not smoking.
You
I haven't met her yet, but
here.
I've heard.
Yeah, you breathe
things.
In near her.
Yeah, you just.
She comes in and shoots, and then she leaves me here. I feel like I'm living inside a bong.
Yeah, no,
there's like a fog in my whole place.
I love Jada, and this is gonna come off as an insult, but it's not meant to.
Okay,
you know,
anyway.
Hold on. You know, on Charlie Brown, you had Pigpen, nice. And he had the little cloud around him. That's Jada. That's Jada with weed smoke. It's like this constant.
Can I tell you though? She would take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
I'm sure she would.
Like as soon as you finish.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like I just wanted to make
but
sure.
But that's
Jada, you know. I
yeah,
love
but that's her same thing. You know, happened last week with Remy. We were in the
yes.
bathroom. I had was shooting her in the bathroom, smoking weed, and I got out and I was high because the.
Oh no! We all got a little bit of a buzz.
I just
like, want to
be
off.
Careful that I'm not the one like tweeting photos of it, so I'm not like.
Yeah, you know that's
thank you.
So I say that's what I yell at them about all the time. Like if you guys tweet one more picture of your fucking bong, I'm gonna punch you. And they're like, what? It's so cute. I love my bong. I'm like, yeah. If it's either the bong or their dogs, like. It's
or
like,
all
oh,
three,
or their ass.
Or a blunt. No. You know what? At least the bong at least is somewhat, I don't want to say classy, but at least it's something. But I look at it and go, blunts, look at my blunts. Is it 25 and under that's smoking blunts all the time? Because I do it and it's just like, ugh.
Dude, what do you like to smoke out of? Bong,
here
pipe,
it comes.
What's your favorite?
I like glassware.
Really?
If I have a bong, it's cleaner. But, I mean, there's a time and place for a blunt and a joint, like
right.
if I'm with people, but I don't know. It's just harsher on my throat.
Yeah.
I like a joint.
Okay, a joint
have.
Is, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's
it
a time and place.
I've, and I've tried, I'm not a big
mm-hmm.
pot person to begin with. I'm more like, I love cocaine.
Uppers.
Yeah, I like coke.
Heroin.
So heroin, that. Yes, I do like that. But, like, joints I like better, but I tried the whole vaping thing recently, like last year, Rena Sky got me into it. And I thought it was pretty good.
I have one.
I liked it. I liked it. Yeah. I kind of liked that.
Was it the volcano where it was in the big plastic
I
bag?
No,
I like that. It's
yeah,
very
I
good.
Love
that's fun.
I've never done that.
That's like clean and it
and
will
like,
fuck you up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will knock you out.
Yeah. I didn't smoke pot till I was 30.
Oh.
How weird is that?
It was like that's like 25 years ago. So.
Yeah, it was like that was last week.
That was back when weed was still sold by the pound because you
like,
couldn't get high.
You would buy
eight
a,
bowls in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starting to feel something.
It was like it was a lid back then. You
yeah.
bought a lid. No, I didn't smoke. I didn't smoke until I started, but I did all sorts of things before. I was doing coke and Quaaludes
I've
and
met
everything.
People
I was
like
doing
that
I always say like I did backwards. And I did tell you like last week, Ash Hollywood, one of our girls, she brought over two joints for me, and she's like, "Here, you know, help because I have back problems." She's like, "Here, yeah. this will help you with your back." And I was just like, "Oh, great! If I'm gonna smoke weed, it's gonna lead me to." Next, the gateway drug. Yeah, you know, I'm going to be doing heroin, and then next thing you know,
coke
I'm going to be
off
doing cake, cocaine.
Coke off titties.
Yeah.
Just
and then
don't
I
use
was like, exactly.
Blade.
And I said to her, like, I'm going to do all this crazy shit. And she's like, Chris. She said you already did it. And I was like, okay, cool. Don't worry about it. I'll go down that line. I'm going to start shooting porn. She's like, ah, go ahead. You already did it. So,
just
like,
don't
cool.
tell anybody.
Oh, you know.
Just don't judge me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So, you know, it's always a good idea to end the show The drug episodes with drug references. So
let's
wrap this all up and go to rehab.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let's
so
do.
Let's clear a couple things up.
Yeah.
You don't do drugs.
No.
You love black people.
She loves all people.
I love everybody.
And
my boyfriend's black.
Hold on. Let's see if there's any others that. What else have we said on the show that we need to clean up here?
Exactly.
So,
let me clear about.
Okay, I think she loves Chipotle.
Yeah, she loves Chipotle. She likes to smoke weed, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which girl doesn't? I don't know a girl that doesn't like.
She has a great driving record.
I have a drug problem.
I have nothing.
You're great.
I take pharmaceuticals.
Exactly.
I take Xanax because I'm prescribed it.
Exactly.
So. Kalina, thank you so much for coming out. Where can all these people stalk you on the interwebs?
Twitter, it's at Kalina Ryu, KalinaRyu. You can see me at naked.com, I webcam regularly. You can see my showcase at Evil Angel. That's Asian Fuck Doll, Kalina Ryu, Johnny Darko.
What about MySpace?
I don't have a MySpace.
Facebook?
I don't have a Facebook. LinkedIn. I only have the Twitter right now is my only social media.
Instagram?
Outlet. I don't have that either.
LinkedIn?
None of it.
Classmates.com?
So. JDate?
Follow me on Twitter, everybody.
Okay, that's it. She's on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can find me on Facebook as well, Maurice. You can look me up. The picture that's on there makes me look like I'm on set. It's the exact face I have on set all the time. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.